time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Welcome back to Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas, on the campus of Fort Hays State University. It's Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State in game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. In this men's matchup, Northwest comes in at 15-5. They're 8-3 in the MIAA in second place in the conference. Fort Hays State right on their heels at 13-6 and 7-4 in MIAA play. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we should have a shape up to be a very entertaining men's game here tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. The matchup is going to be fun. And for Northwest, still playing without Dylan Starzl, you're still trying to take it one game at a time, which you usually typically do, but you kind of even break it down even further than that, just trying to get by until you can get him back. If you can do that with wins and stay in the position that they're in, and actually even better their position a little bit with the wins last week and the loss by Central, just one game out of first place in the MIAA, where they were two games out at one point last week. So should be a fun matchup and an important game here tonight.
Northwest and Fort Hays State will be back, have more for you from Hays, Kansas, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Hays, Kansas, Northwest and Fort Hays State going through their pregame warmups. Northwest coming off two wins at home last week, one-point wins over Emporia State and Northeastern State. Meanwhile, Fort Hays State in the middle of a three-game winning streak and a four-game home winning streak here. Matt, one of the things that concerns you, and you talked a little bit earlier about Dylan Starzl being out of the lineup for Northwest. Cats again will be going up against a team now with a pretty strong inside presence, this Fort Hays State team, leading the conference in block shots per game.
Yeah, and what's a little bit scary about that is they always seem to shoot well here as well. So sometimes you can cheat a little bit to try to help out on the inside in terms of the defense, but you can't do that as much here because they shoot the basketball real well. So that's what makes their inside game that much stronger, because they've got good guard play to go along with it.
Earlier this evening, the Fort Hays State women with a win over Northwest 65-53. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of Bearcat men, Ben McComb, about tonight's matchup in the men's game with the Tigers. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1988 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Greg Riker, came to the Maryville campus from Liberty, Missouri, and says Northwest was a good fit for him.
It was the perfect size for me. The class sizes were right, and also the reputation of the school of business. It had a great reputation, and I was looking to study in the business field, so both those things together all added up for a good choice for me.
Riker says he enjoyed being a part of the residential life on the Northwest campus.
The first 2 years that I spent living on campus in Phillips Hall, our floor was a group of guys who had really good relationships, and we did everything together, and really made a difference for me, feeling comfortable there, moving away from home. So real fortunate came out of that with some lifelong friendships, and still continue to talk to those folks today.
After graduation, Riker worked in economic development for 12 years, including 8 in Maryville at the Northwest Regional Council of Governments, before having a chance to work at Northwest Missouri State.
Worked in the University Advancement Department with the foundation, and fortunate enough to be part of the first campaign in the history of Northwest, and got to work with some great folks and work on projects like building the stadium and the scholarship initiative, and just had a great time there.
Riker has also worked at Avila University in Kansas City and is currently the Vice Chancellor of University Development for the University of Wisconsin La Crosse.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. This evening, we're in Hays, Kansas to face Fort Hays State after a couple games at home. Back to the road this week.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got them and Washburn in the same week on the road, and we don't mind being on the road. It seems to really help our energy because we have to supply our own, and we know that going into it. So this will be a fun game, fun atmosphere, and hopefully we can compete.
And talking about competing, coming off a couple of good wins, close wins at home, playing without Dylan Starrs. We played two games without him, and so far you found a way to win a couple of ball games.
Yeah, those are at home. You know, I think it's a lot easier. You know, you kind of make a little more runs at home, and now we're back on the road. So we're going to have to be that much better on the road as far as our energy goes, as far as our defense goes, as far as the mistakes go. We just don't have a lot of margin for error.
And it's a Fort Hays State team like Northwest battling up at the top of the MIAA, a team just right on your tail in the conference standings, and a very good team you face here tonight.
Yeah, I think they've lost once in conference at home, and that was to Central. And that was to Washburn. You know, they're a tough team. They really shoot it, really want to get up and down and score it and play free. And, you know, we're the polar opposite of that. So we'll see if we can keep the game in the half court and slow it down.
Fort Hays State's a team that Olenek only one returner maybe off of their starting lineup from a year ago, but they've had some guys that really stepped up and have played big for them this year.
Yeah, I think that was by design where they don't have a lot of returners. You know, they went and got some good players. They have a kid that sat out from one of their national tournament teams with an injury, that had experience. So they've got experienced guys. They're a pretty good, talented team, and we're going to have to be ready.
Hey, you're playing without Dylan tonight. What are some of the key matchups with Dylan out of the lineup against them?
Well, we're playing smaller, so you know everything, we got to make sure we box out a little bit better, get the loose balls a little bit quicker, play a little bit more physical, and then really pressure the basketball so we don't allow them to throw it inside.
How important is it to get off to a good start on the road at a place such as this?
You know, just as important as home. No, you know, it's no different. Just as long as we come out with energy, that's the key. If we can come out with energy, we'll be okay.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
The work of mixed-media artist, calligrapher, and abstract painter John Chang is showcased in the latest exhibit at Northwest Missouri State University's Olive Deluce Art Gallery. Chang's exhibit, Encounters of Space, opened Monday, January 28th at the Charles Johnson Theater in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building. Chang is a native of Shanghai, China, who now resides in Southern California and expresses the duality of his Chinese and American experiences. Chang says he hopes his showcase will show off many years of training.
I want people to see the form, the shape, the technique of the Chinese ink calligraphy, and also they can see the Western abstraction because I grew up with it. I trained when I was young, 10, 15 years to train to write the calligraphy, the traditional. It's very hard. Just like the Western, they train the traditional painting, drawing. It takes for a while. And today, probably students don't pay attention about those skills. So that's why I want to bring, it looks easy, but it's not easy. It takes a long time to train both sides, East and Western, you know, traditional paintings, drawings, calligraphy, technique. And I want people to see it's very pleasure, drawing, simple, but behind the painting, it's not that simple. It carries a lot of story, historical, you know, culturally, and Eastern, Western, American, Chinese. So that's what I want people to engage, to learn from their experience, their point of view.
John Chang's Encounters of Space art exhibit will be open through Friday, March 8th in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building on the Northwest Missouri State University campus.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, as we check the starting lineups, it's Northwest and Fort Hays State tonight. For Northwest, going with the lineup they had on Saturday with their win over Emporia State. They'll be starting one of the guard spots, Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also in the lineup for Northwest will be Tyler Funk. Funk, a 6'3", a junior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Now Wallace in the lineup as well. The point guard, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska. He's averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Among the leaders in the MIAA in assists per game at just around 5 per contest. Also in the top 10 in steals per game as well. Inside, D'Angelo Haley at more than 4 spots. A 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan and Kankakee Community College. Averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per game. And Kyle Schlake inside, the 6'10 junior from Perth, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds a contest. For Fort Hays State, we'll be starting where the guard spots. Lance Russell, a 6'5 senior out of Wichita, Kansas, transferred from Cali College in Kansas, averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. He's been seeing his scoring and rebounding average rise as this season's gone along, and he's been in double figures in 16 games this season. Also to guard Craig Nicholson, a 5'6 freshman out of Wichita, Kansas, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. Ben Kajusta, another guard coming back after being out last year with an injury. He's a 6'2 senior out of Sydney, Australia, and a transfer from Tennessee Martin, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. And a 4, Dwayne Brunson, a 6'7 junior from Queens, New York, averaging 15 points and 8 rebounds a game. He leads Fort Hays State in scoring and rebounding. And inside, Rendell Mouget, a 7-foot senior out of Trinidad and Tobago, averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds a game. He also has 40 blocks on the season. He, along with Brunson, with 40 blocks apiece. This Fort Hays State team, a squad that leads the MIAA in block shots at almost 6 block shots per game. They're also second in the conference in scoring, averaging nearly 77 points a game. Northwest coming in first in the conference in scoring defense, giving up only 60 points. Game. Again, it's Northwest and Fort Hays State. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Two Northwest Missouri State baseball players have been named to the 2013 National Collegiate Writers Association Division II preseason all-region teams. Junior Eric McLaughlin was selected to the first team Central Region as a utility player after earning All-South Central Region honors last season. Junior outfielder Ryan Abernathy was selected to the second team. Abernathy was named to the first team All-MIAA in 2012. The Bearcats open up the 2013 season February 8th at Arkansas Monticello. Their home opener is set for February 20th when they host Nebraska Kearney at Bearcat Field.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State and Fort AC just a few minutes away from tip-off time. Getting set for the national anthem prior to this matchup. The national anthem. Well, we have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Welcome back, quarter. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, besides basketball here today, it's been a kind of a big day news from a news aspect in the Northwest Athletic Department. A couple of things to talk about. First of all, first Wednesday in February means it's signing day in college football, and for the Northwest Missouri State football team, 34 players on the high school ranks have signed national letters of intent to play football at Northwest, and obviously we'll know a lot more about the guys signing this year as the next year or so goes along, as most of those will be redshirted, but there's a few names locally that is a lot of interest for people.
Yeah, that's for sure, and you know, when you look at the group as a whole, they went heavy on the offensive and defensive line, so they got really guys at a lot of different positions, but really concentrated on the offensive and defensive line as a whole, and a couple of Maryville Spoof Hounds going to be staying with Northwest. Of course, the Hounds with a 15-0 record and a state championship. Usually there's a player or two pretty good off of those types of teams, and Jonathan Baker, their quarterback, and Caleb Mather, a defensive lineman, who will also participate in track and field as a thrower for Northwest, both signing on for the Bearcats today, and a few other players from the Midland Empire as well. So yeah, I think it looks like a good class now. A lot of them do, but it's a good size class. I like the guys that they brought in, and like we said, we won't know probably for a couple, 2-3 years just how good the class actually is, but so far so good.
And then perhaps to be overshadowed today is the announcement that Northwest Athletic Director Ren Baker has announced his resignation. He'll be accepting a position with the University of Memphis.
Yeah, he has accepted a Deputy of Athletic Director's position down there at Memphis. So that becomes effective here in a couple of weeks. He starts his job in Memphis in early March. So a national search is on for a new athletic director at Northwest.
And here in basketball tonight, the Northwest men's team coming in with a 15-5 overall, even 3 MIAA record. Fort Hays State at 13-6 and 7-4. Matt, when you look at the matchup between these two teams, what are some of the things that kind of stand out to you?
Well, I think what will be interesting is that inside game that we talked about. You know, Northwest is, we talk about needing Dylan Starzl and needing him in the lineup. Yes, that's important, but there are a couple of guys inside that are pretty good that have been playing in his absence, and they'll have to play a little bit better and play tough tonight with some pretty good size for Hayes inside. They matched up against some pretty good size the other night and seemed to do fine, so they'll just have to do it again here tonight. So I think that's going to be the most interesting thing, and if the Tigers shoot hot from the outside early in this ball game, it's really going to be a struggle for Northwest. Now, they're probably going to get some looks, especially as Northwest really concentrates on that interior defense, but if they knock down some of those shots early, it could be a tough night.
Good crowd here at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas. It's such a kind of a double deck type of seating arrangement around, and not only is a good crowd on hand, but this Coliseum also holds the noise well, so it's going to be a loud crowd tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen some small crowds be loud, but this is one of the bigger crowds that we have seen. Of course, usually we're here on a Saturday, so I don't know if that makes a huge difference, but it is a pretty good crowd out here tonight, and that also always adds to the fun and excitement of the matchup.
Bearcats coming out at midcourt. They're dressed in their traveling green uniforms with black numerals trimmed in white and wearing their green tennis shoes on the road. And for this Fort Hays State team in their home white uniforms trimmed in the black and gold under head coach Mark Johnson. He's in his 12th season as head coach of the Tigers, a record of 239-104, a 93 grad from Pittsburgh State, where he played a couple seasons for the Gorillas. And Northwest under Ben McCollum in his fourth season, who played at Northwest Missouri State. Slake will jump center for Northwest. Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior. And most of the time, Northwest would have a size advantage in these jumps. That's not going to be the case here. We'll jump against Rondell Mouget, who's 7 feet, and a senior out of Trinidad and Tobago. We're ready to go. And the tip is up, and it's controlled by Northwest. They'll go from our right to our left in this first half. Wallace will take it in front court, left side, met by Craig Nicholson. On the left side is Williams. Now left side for Funk. Guys, the lane to the bucket instead. Kicks into the right corner for Haley. Ball fake inside the arc. Takes a jumper right at the free throw line from 12 feet out. Knocks it down. So D'Angelo Haley gives Northwest Missouri State a 2-0 lead. Cats will have a little bit of pressure as Nicholson will take it across the timeline, met by Wallace. It's off the right side and finds Conjusta. Conjusta out of a ball trap. Trapped in a double team. Falls to the floor. And do they get a timeout or not? They're going to call a foul instead, and it's going to go on Northwest, and I think it will go on, I believe that's Haley coming over. No, they're going to give that on Wallace instead, and Wallace will pick up the foul, his first coming over out of that double team. Fort Hays State with it off the right side. Conjusta out to the top of the key. Finds Brunson. Now out front, Conjusta to the free throw line. Looks on the right wing. And with it is Lance Russell. Russell between the circles. Guarded by Williams. Looks left side. Gets it to Nicholson. Nicholson to the top of the key. Drives on Williams. Right side. It's intended for Conjusta. Picked off by Haley. On the break. Into the lane on the left side. Lays it up and misses. Bucked as he went up with the layup. And this foul coming up on Fort Hays State. They're going Lance Russell. That'll be his first. Team's first. And the foul on the floor, so the Cats will inbound. Baseline left. Now they're going to send Haley to the free throw line instead. So Haley going to the line. Good start to this first half for Haley. Knocked down the first bucket of the game, and the 71% free throw shooter go to the line.
Whoa. 34, officially called the foul, did signal that it was on the floor late. Everybody else, including the other officials, thought it was going to be free throws.
So the Bearcats
now it's an inbound instead.
Inbound baseline left into the left corner for Haley. Haley, now to Williams. Cross court right side for Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Looks left side to Haley. Left corner for Williams. Dribbles out front. pulls up, goes cross court right side, looking at two threes in low post for Slake. Slake on the right side, ball pick up with a shot, won't go, fights for the rebound, knocked loose, picked up by Conjusta for Fort A State. Into the front court right side. Here's it to Nicholson, guarded by Funk. One dribble, off that right side, Mouget out on the perimeter, the seven-footer goes between the circles for Russell. Now they lob it low, left side. They get it for Brunson, trying to post up, out of a double team, up and under move, Von Slake puts it up and in. Wayne Brunson makes it a 2-2 ball game, 18-23 left in the first half. Wallace will give it to Haley into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing, out to the top of the key. Looks right side for Wallace. Right side now Williams. Williams dribbles to the free throw line. Pulls up, goes left side, and gets it to Wallace. Wallace out top of the key. Now to Haley, a long three off that left wing. Too hard, rebound chased into the corner off the right side. Hustling after Lance Russell for Fort Hays State. We're tied at two. Game just underway. Out front is Mouget. Lobs it low inside. They get it to Brunson, who puts it up and in. Mouget with the assist. It's a 4-2 game. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. Now into the lane goes Funk. Dry shot blocked away inside by Mouget. And it is picked up by Nicholson. 41st block of the season for Mouget. Nicholson drives the lane, misses the layup, and Slake trailing comes away with the rebound for Fort Hays State. Into the front court off the right side with it is Haley. Now to Wallace on the left. Dribbles to the top of the key. Looks right side. Driving Haley to the baseline, to the bucket, shot blocked away. That time by Brunson, goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. And that is Brunson's 41st block of the season. Boy, you got 82 blocks between Brunson and Mouget inside for Fort Hays State this season. Lost inbound, baseline right. Gets it to Haley. Haley takes it in the lane, fadeaway jumper, rims around and in. D'Angelo Haley with 4 points. So far it's Brunson with 4 for Fort Hays State. Haley with 4 for the Bearcats. Just 3 minutes in. Into the front court, left side, Craig Nicholson, the freshman out of Wichita, Kansas. Dribbles between the circles. Chased by Wallace. Out front left for Conjusta. Gets called for the travel. Pass caught him right on the hip. Had a hard time controlling it as he was coming out after it. And gets called for the travel. And the turnover gives it to Northwest. Conjusta missed last season due to an injury. Transfer from Tennessee, Martin. And from Australia. Seeing a number of players from Australia in the MIAA, both for the women and the men this season. Lock goes left side, finds Haley. Picked up by Russell, drives to the left baseline. And it's cut off, but foul, I'm not going to say that. Haley steps on the baseline, forced on that baseline by Russell. And the turnover gives it to Fort Hays State. Tied up at 4, 16-37. Left in the first half. Carson Conradi into the game now for Fort Hays State. Conjusta takes it on the right wing. Chased out front, being trapped, goes cross court left for Conradi. Now they're trying to go low for it, tipped away by Slake and knocked out of bounds. They want to go low post for Rondell Mouget. Slake did a good job getting his arms up in the air and knocking it out of bounds.
Yeah, when that pass was released, Mouget looked open, but Slake coming down after helping out toward the top of the key, doing a good job of recovering for Northwest.
Alex Sullivan in for Northwest as Haley goes to the sidelines. Inbound, out front right side for Conradi. Gives it on the right for Nicholson. Dribbling through a double team. Through the lane. Kicks it out top of the key. Russell. They swing it left side on the wing for Conjusta. Now left side Russell. Russell dribbling through a double team. Ball loose on the floor. Out of bounds. Over along to Northwest. And into the game, Grant Kozad for the catch. As Slake goes to the sideline. 4-4 the score. Northwest and Fort Hays State from Hays, Kansas. 16-10 left in the first half. Wallace. Right here, Spike will walk it across the timeline right side. Dribbles to the right wing. Now finds Funk on the wing. Out front left for Sullivan. Gets a pick by Kozad. Back right side for Funk. Cross court left, Wallace. Wallace going low. Finds Kozad. Ball fake up with a shot off the glass on the left side. Knocks it in. Grant Kozad making his presence felt early on. It's a 6-4 lead for Northwest. Nicholson into the front court. Looks right side, Mouget. Mouget guarded by Kozad. Dribbles right side. Hands off to Conradi. Conradi back to Mouget, baseline right. Now to the right wing with a pass for Nicholson. Tries to the baseline on Kozak, cut off. Trying to go to Mouget in the lane, leaps up, brings it down, up for the shot on the left, and gets called for the travel inside, trying to work his way out of a double team. So far, man, Northwest doing a very good job inside.
Absolutely. They're, A, making it hard to get the ball inside, and then once it does get in there, you're seeing doubles and triple teams down there to make it hard to score.
6-4, Northwest in front of Fort Hays State. Both these teams coming in with the winning streak. Cats with a 2-game streak. And for Fort Hays State, a 3-game streak. Goes out with it low left side. There's a back left side on the wing for Wallace. Out front for Williams. Right side, Sullivan. Hand to man out of Fort Hayes. Out cross court left side is Wallace. Wallace behind the back with the dribble. Goes left wing for Funk. 10 on the shot clock. Funk had a double team. Out top the key for Williams. Runs. Three-point line spins. Takes the jumper. Up the front of the rim. Earned the rebound. Cleared away by Andrew Victoria, who checked in during a timeout. He has his knee wrapped up off that right side. Down the lane, leading it up and in is Greg Nicholson. Craig Nicholson with the drive in the bucket, ties it up at six. Victoria just really having a hard time moving on the floor with a very serious knee injury, but out there giving them some minutes early in this one. Funk with it out front, goes cross court right side for Wallace. Getting a pick by Williams. Lost the handle on the ball. Shovels the pass to Sullivan. Out top the key for Williams. Left side Funk. Lobs it low post left side for Kozak. Posting up with Victoria. Funk cutting through the lane. Funk plays it up and in. Tyler Funk with his first bucket of the game. And Cats up by 2-8-6. Just over 14 minutes left in the first half. Nicholson across the timeline from our left to our right. Goes on the left wing. With it on the left and bobbling it and getting called for the travel. Conduced a second time. He's picked up a travel. And a timeout. 14:06 left in the first half. Northwest 8 and Fort Hays State 6. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Missouri's tied at 8 games apiece right now. Northwest in front of Fort Hays State, 8-6, 14:06 left in the first half, and it's been pretty much kind of what we thought it would be up to this point, man.
Yeah, I really think so. Well, one thing I do want to see Northwest do is take advantage of the opportunity that they got with the 7-footer out of the lineup. You had mentioned how you're seeing an injury from Andrew Victoria that is really hampering him. They need to go after him and take advantage of that.
On the left side, Wallace into the front court, gets a pick by Kozad, dribbles right. Finds Kozad underneath the bucket, ball fake, and gets Victoria up in the air, goes over his back and falls to the floor, and Kozad will go to the free throw line.
And right there we saw that because Victoria stepped out to try to help on that screen, and his recovery and trying to get back into the lane was so slow that Kozad was open for a long time underneath.
And Kozad will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 73% shooter this season at the line, 48 of 66. Now we're going to say it's on the floor once again. The second time that everyone's lined up at the free throw line for free throws, only to see Northwest inbound baseline left. Two-point Bearcat lead. Wallace with inbound left corner, Sullivan. Out front left, gets it to Connor Crooker. Goes cross-court right side, Wallace to the top of the key. Left side, Sullivan in the left corner, Crooker. Crooker out front, bounce pass for Kozad, and it's knocked loose and is picked up. With it is Nicholson on the fast break for the Tigers. Down the lane, right side, pulls up, picks it out front, Victoria. Over the high post, goes out front with a ball to Nicholson. Now he drives the lane left side to the bucket. Runner good off the glass, and they'll count the bucket. Foul on the play, Nicholson, a quick little guard, drives to the bucket. And was fouled by Wallace. Second foul of the game for Matt Wallace, and Craig Nicholson going to the free throw line where he's a 76% shooter this year, and he gets there an awful lot. He's 80 of 106, trying to make it a three-point trip down the lane, and it rolls in. Good-looking freshman for Fort Hays State. 1 point, Fort Hays State lead, 9-8, 13-26 left in the first half. Wallace out front, dribbles right side, finds Sullivan on the wing. Started by Conradi, bounce pass to the right baseline for Funk. Drives cut off, brings it right wing, Sullivan out top the key for Crooker. Left wing Wallace, trying to go low with it now, out front right side for Sullivan. Shot fake into the front court, now goes bounce pass low left. They get it for Kozad inside, little hook off the glass is good. Grant Kozad with 4 points coming off the bench, and the Cats take the lead once again. Northwest up by one. Nicholson off the left side, Russell. Swinging right side, Conradi on the wing with the three. Got it. Carson Conradi, his first puck of the game, 26-3 of the season. He's a junior out of Spearville, Kansas. And it's a two-point Fort Hays State lead, 12-10 with 12:39 left in the first half. Wallace in the front court left side, met by Craig Nicholson. Dribbles right side. Cross court left side for Kirker. Kirker, right-handed dribble, goes left side for Funk, who takes it to the left baseline. Drives, runner, and a whistle. And we're going to call the block foul coming up. And this one will go on Andrew Victoria, trying to slide over, picks up the foul. That's his first. And again, Matt Victoria, a little bit slow getting there. Had the right idea, but just couldn't get there in time.
Yeah, absolutely. And after that play, even though it didn't count, Lance Sullivan hit a three in the corner, and hopefully that just gets him feeling good, just knowing he can knock it down. We'd like to see him get on a little bit of a roll tonight.
Fort Hays State going small now as Victoria, a 6'8 player, goes to the sideline. They send Nick Capadai in the game. He's a 6'1 player in his place. Man-to-man defense out of Fort Hays. Off the right side is Sullivan. Cross court left side for Haley. Checked in during the stoppage of play. Takes it to the top of the key. Pulls up. Takes the jumper out front. It's a three-pointer out front. Nothing but net. As D'Angelo Haley knocks down his first three of the game. 37th of the year. Northwest with a one-point lead. 13-12. Already six lead changes in this first half and four ties. Off the right wing, Russell. Guarded by Sullivan. Between the circles left for Capitai. Low left side, they get it for Brunson. Back in the ballgame, up off the glass. Won't go. The tap in, no. Fight for the board, and it's controlled by Haley for Northwest. Haley pushes it across midcourt from our right to our left to the right wing. Right side for Williams. Lobs it low post for Kozad, and a reach over foul. A little mismatch with Capitai inside. Kozad at 6'8", and Capitai at 6'1". Capitai just off the bench picks up his first foul. Fourth team foul on Fort Hays State. Conjusta and Mouget back in the lineup for the Tigers. Kirker will inbound, baseline right, gets it into the right corner for Williams, but before he does, whistle and a foul. And this one will go on Kozad, trying to get the possession inside. And that'll be his first foul. Kyle Schlake into the game now for Northwest. Kozad goes to the sideline. In the front court right side, Conjusta met by Sullivan. Northwest up by one. Now with the pass over the left side for Conradi. A foul coming up, and this will go on Lance Russell. Russell will pick up his first foul out front.
D'Angelo Haley went down and was in some pain. He slapped the floor a few times and now is up. I wonder if he took a shot to the mouth here because he comes over with his jersey up over the top of his mouth.
Yeah, see here as he comes to the sideline. Hopefully nothing too serious here. 11:24 left in the first half. Northwest up by one, 13-12.
Now it's nothing like Tyler Funk losing a tooth or anything during the game, but he's got a hold of his chin. Maybe took a shot somewhere in the jaw or in the lower chin area, and it caused him some pain, but Northwest will get the ball back. And right now they're looking at the video to see if there was any intentional elbow thrown, which is something else we've seen a lot more of this year.
While they look at that video right next to us, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 13-12. 11:24 left in at the first half. Earlier this evening, the Fort Hays State women defeated Northwest 65-53. And it was a second half for Fort Hays that made the difference in the game. Northwest had a one-point lead in that women's game at halftime, but just couldn't hold on after a 17-2 run out of the Fort Hays State women during the second half, opened the game up.
And two of the officials were looking at the video and having a conversation, and the third official who was standing in midcourt, they went and got him and have him over here discussing that video. So seems like at the very least it's very close to maybe we see an ejection or something. Capitai was called for that foul.
And the fortunate thing is we're right next to that video monitor they're looking at, but they have it turned away from us, so we can't really see what they're looking at right at the moment.
Yeah, and like I said, Haley went down, and I didn't see the contact, but Haley went down and was in quite a bit of pain. He's still kind of got a hold of his jaw a little bit and must have taken a pretty good shot. But like I said, the officials are taking a pretty serious look at this right now. Coach Mark Johnson right now trying to get an explanation of exactly what's being looked at. Now they're done looking at the video, but all three officials are going to come together here and have a discussion. All three of them have had a look at the video, so we'll see what they decide.
11:24 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up by 1, 13-12. And they were looking at it. That foul went on Lance Russell. We still play back right here, and it looks like there's some contact up high, and we'll have to see if it was intentional or not. But it looks like, really, it kind of looked like it was a case where Russell had his elbows up high, and Haley was running by, just kind of collided and was knocked to the floor there.
Yeah, I don't think there was intent there as we look at the video. I don't think there was intent to throw an elbow because I don't know that he knew that Haley was even coming when his elbows were up.
So Northwest Missouri State will get it. They go from our right to our left into the front court off the left side. With the dribble is Kirker out between the circles. Now off the right side gets it. Haley on the wing. Fadeaway three off the front of the rim. Miller to rebound inside, but Capitai for Fort A State. He pushes it on the floor. Right side conducive to it behind him. He had to stop and bring it down. Now front for Mouget. Bobbles it. Chase hit midcourt by Slake. And Mouget into the backcourt comes up with it. Dribbles it. And Sullivan tries to go for the steal. And we'll get finally controlled by Mouget. He gets called for a travel. See, fell to the floor like a sequoia. And the ball will belong to Northwest. Inbound. Goes for Williams and gets it to Kirker into the front court right side. Kirker between the circles. Looks and finds Williams. Picked up by Conrad. He drives on him. Now tries to find Slate cutting to the bucket. Picked up now by Haley. Up on the shot won't go. Gets his board one more time. Up and in as Haley got the second rebound and then just kind of gently put it up over the front of the rim and down. D'Angelo Haley with a strong first half. Now on the break right side. Conducive. Trying to find Capitai right in front of us off the right side. Throws it behind Capitai out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. 15-12, Northwest in front of Fort Hastie. And Van Williams goes to Kirker. Kirker now in the point duties. Met at midcourt by Capitai. Between the circles. Dribbles right side. Finds Haley. Left wing pass for Williams. Takes it top of the key. Right side Kirker on the wing to the free throw line. Through the lane to the bucket on the left side. Puts it up. In and a foul. Strong move to the bucket by Connor Kirker. Fouled. Double clutched it in midair. Got it to fall off the glass. And we'll go to the free throw line.
Well, we could see a couple of matchups between those guys through the years. Two freshmen, Nicholson and Connor Kirker going at it.
Nicholson picking up his first foul. And as we get Kirker to the free throw line, Kirker really coming into his own here in the last week or so. He's had a strong freshman year up to this point, but at 24 points, a career high against Northeastern State. Free throw rims around and out. That's his first miss at the free throw line this season. He was 17 of 17 to the line, going to the trip there to the line that time. Northwest up 17-12. Just over 10 minutes left in the first half. Nicholson drives left side, pulls up, finds Mouget out front. One dribble by Mouget. Well, handoff. Capitai down the lane right side. High post right for Mouget. Left side, Nicholson down the lane. Stops for the fadeaway jumper. Too hard. Rebound tipped a couple times. Brunson keeps it alive. And there's push to Capitai on the right side. Now to Kanjisa, right wing with the three attempt. Rims around and out. Fight for the rebound, and Northwest will get it. Funk will have it. That one was about three quarters of the way down and then popped out. 17-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. Haley off the left wing to the top of the key. Looks to Kirker. Rather, that is Funk on the left wing. Funk between the legs with the dribble. Now to the left wing. Takes it up for just inside the arc and line drive off the front of the rim. Kanjisa with the rebound for the Tigers. Gives it to Nicholson. Into the front court left. Lobs it. Low left. A bunch of tip from behind by Haley. He'll get called for the foul. Haley coming over on the help side. Leaped up and knocked the ball away. But off a little bit of the body as well. Picks up his first foul. And we got a break in the action with 9:14 left in the first half. Northwest 17, Fort Hays State 12. Back to Hays, Kansas after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Missouri State University is one of 55 sites throughout the state hosting FAFSA Frenzy to assist future and current college students who are seeking assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. The FAFSA is the first step all students must take to obtain financial assistance to attend college. The Northwest event will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 17th in Colden Hall, room 1200. Parking is available in the faculty lot on the northeast corner of the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building.
Northwest right now on a 7-0 run. They lead 17-12 over Fort A State. 9:14 left in the first half. And we're at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. Fort A State following the timeout. Inbound baseline left is Craig Nicholson, who will inbound. Inbound off the left side for Kapitai. Out top of the key. We'll hand off for Nicholson. Out of a double team. Goes left side. Kapitai in the corner. Spins on Crooker to the baseline. Drives off the glass and good. Kapitai showing a nice move to the bucket. His first two of the game. 17-14, Northwest Missouri State in front. Between the circles, Williams. Drives right side on Kapitai to the bucket on the right. Lost the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Knocked out of his hands by Kapitai. And the ball will belong to Northwest. Northwest up 17-14. 8:50 left in the first half. Connor Kirker to inbound. Right side on the baseline. Haley out front right. Williams now left side for Funk. On the left wing for Kirker. Back to Funk. Left corner. Open. Takes the three. And rims around. Out. And the rebound. Wayne Brunson for Fort A State. Cats up by three. Now Nicholson through the lane. Kicks it to the right wing. A 10 for Kajusa. Knocked out of bounds by Funk. It will belong to the Tigers. 17-14. Northwest in front. Nick Kapitai, a 6'1 junior of Oakland, California, transfers to Fort A State from Merritt, California College. Gets the inbound for Lance Russell. Guarded by Funk. Crossover dribble now to the bucket right side. Drives, misses it, puts on a foul. And a charge coming up. Goes that slid over and forces the charge, and Lance Russell will pick up the foul. And that's number two on Russell.
Good effort there by Kozad. He saw that so long before he stepped over that Russell should have seen that Kozad had set up. I mean, he took three steps with Kozad set up ready to take that charge before he even went up in the air to take that shot.
Northwest up by three. Conradi into the ballgame for Russell. Into the front court right side. Kirker for the Cats. Met by Nicholson out front. Bounce pass right side. Finds Williams. Baseline. Trying to get to Kozad. Stepping in front of that pass was Brunson. Knocks it out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound with 23 on the shot clock. 8:15 left in the half. Kirker inbounds out front. Chased down by Funk. We'll give it to Sullivan on the right side. One dribble. Cross court left for Kirker. Goes high post. Leading Kozad a little bit too far. Chased after it is Brunson who comes up with it for Fort A State. Now to Nicholson, front court, left side. They go to Kapitai, baseline, to the free throw line. Brunson, jumper, misses it on the left side, and goes out of bounds. Just barely grazed the left of the rim as it went out of bounds. Brunson, a 6'7 junior out of Queens, New York. It's a 59% shooter from the field, but I have a feeling most of those are within about 3 feet of the bucket. Williams on the left wing, takes it to the top of the key, looks right side, Kirker. Back to Williams on the left side. Drives. Kicks it out front left for Funk. Quick pass in the lane. Intended for Kozad. Tipped away by Brunson and picked up by Nicholson on the break for the Tigers. Through the lane. Into the left corner for Kanjusta. Cross court right side. Conradi on the corner. Takes the three. Knocks it in. Carson Conradi knocks down his second three of the game. Ties it up at 17. And a timeout by Northwest with 7:28. Left in the first half. Northwest and Fort A State. Tied up at 17. Cats got on a 7-0 run earlier, but Fort A State coming back and tying it up.
That was just great ball movement on that possession and a pass by Nicholson that was kind of dangerous. Usually when you go through the lane and go cross court, you kind of lob it over the top of the defense. That was a line drive pass that nobody could get their hands on. Now, if he lobs it over the defense, Northwest probably has enough time to recover, get in the corner, and get that shot covered. But since it was a line drive, plenty of time to knock it down.
Had five ties and six lead changes out of this first half. Both teams shooting pretty well from the field. Northwest 47%, while Fort Hays State 58%. Fort Hays State 7 or 12, Northwest 8 of 17. Nats will take it from our right to our left as Haley goes into the corner for Sullivan. Front Cozad and Williams on the floor. Williams will put it on the right side. Gets it to Haley. Haley on the right wing. Free throw line for Funk. Left side that goes to Williams trying to go low inside Cozad. Whistle and a foul coming up. And this one will go on for Hays State and Dwayne Brunson. That'll be number one on Brunson inside. This will get Grant Cozad to the free throw line. Grant with 4 points coming off the bench tonight. 73% shooter at the line. Trying to give Northwest the lead once again. First of two, good. Cozad a week ago had a career high against Northeastern State when he knocked down 19 points. Back to the line, eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, good. So 2-point Bearcat lead, 19-17 with 7:10 left in the first half. Nicholson into the front court left side, immediately trapped out of a double team. Dribbles out of that to the baseline left, finds cutting in the bucket, Brunson, who has the layup. 6 points for Brunson, and this game tied up at 19. Into the front court goes Williams, looks left side for Haley. Haley to the left wing, to the top of the key, looks right side Sullivan. Out of Williams, out front right. Cross court, left side for Haley. Haley to the top. Looks left side on the wing for Sullivan. Sullivan trying to dribble to the baseline. Brings it to Funk, out front for Williams. 12 on the shot clock. Right side pass, Haley. Haley to the baseline on the right side. Cut off by Russell. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Tied up at 19. Sixth tie of this first half. Williams looking to inbound. Baseline left and gets it to Cozad. Quick inbound as he was in the blocks off that left side. Put it off the glass and in. Cozad with 8 points. Northwest up 21-19. Nicholson into the front court. Met by Bryson Williams. Dribbles right side. As Nicholson directs traffic. Goes to the right wing. And in a trap out front with Cozad, pass on the right side, they find Capitan. Out front for Nicholson. It's on the left side, Conjusta. Dribbles top of the key, right side for Nicholson. Shot clock's at 11 for the Tigers. Nicholson dribbling through traffic, pushes the pass into the right corner. The three up and rims around and out, taken by Capitan. Fights for the board inside and it's knocked down. Brunson gets it to go and it's a 21-21 game. Northwest and Fort Hays State.
Right now, we're not seeing the two biggest guys for Hays in the ball game. Now, they do have the 6'7 Brunson in there, but the two real bigs, the fives that they've had in there, Victoria showing his effects of his injury. Sure, that's why we haven't seen him back in, and now Mouget just about set to check back in. But Northwest needs to take advantage of them being on the sidelines.
Pass goes low left for Cozad from Williams. Kicks it back out top of the key. Williams open the three out front. Off the front of the rim with a rebound in the lane. Pulled down by Conjusta for Fort Hays State. Now to Capitai. Out front Brunson trailing on the play. Looks left side for Nicholson. Trying to find Brunson cutting through in the lane. Leaves it up. Runs around and out. Fight for the board. Brunson gets it again. Taps it. Misses it. And his third attempt inside is in. He's in double figure with 10 points. And it's a 2-point Fort Hays State lead. 23-21. Just over 5 minutes left in the first half. Haley on the right side, guarded by Capitai. Now left side, Williams. Fine, baseline left, Cozad. Finds cutting in the bucket, front, and he's caught from behind as Capitai gets the block. I think he's going to say the block's going out of bounds, and we've got a break in the action. 4:54 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Fort Hays State by 2, 23-21. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back in East Kansas, a 23-21 game. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. 4:54 left in the first half. Chats coming out of the timeout with Slake, Sullivan, Williams, Haley, and Funk. Fort Hays State has Wendell Mouget back in the game, the 7-foot senior out of Cedros, Trinidad, and Tobago. Northwest will inbound, baseline left, as Williams will trigger it in. Inbound goes left side for Sullivan. Drives to the baseline on Conjusta. Cut off. Now front right. Williams being a pick by Slake. Dribbles to the free throw line. Through the lane. Lost a handle on it. Goes out of bounds. His tip goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest as a council inbound baseline right with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Northwest down by two. 4:44 left in the first half. Williams looks to inbound. Gets it off the right side for Haley on the wing to the free throw line. Drives the lane up with a shot. Knocked loose inside by Capitai and it's picked up by Fort Hays State. Nicholson in the front court to the top of the key. Left side Conjusta with the three on the wing. Nothing to add. Ben Conjusta with his 52nd three of the year and it's a 26-21 Fort Hays State lead. Williams cross court right side. Haley on the wing. Inside the arc, kicks it left side, finds Williams. Finds underneath with an ankle pass inside for Slake, and the block's off the right side, and puts it in.
They're going to call a goaltend there on Mouget, because he got it while it was up around the rim, but it went anyway.
So Slake gets credit for the bucket. That was a great pass inside. Had to be right on the mark, and it was. It's a 26-23 Northwest Missouri State deficit right in the moment. Out front, Mouget, the 7-footer, guarded by Slake up front. Hands off out of a weep for Conradi. Now to Nicholson, low post for Mouget. Posting up for Slake. He pushes him underneath the bucket. Left side for Capitai. They swing it back right side on the wing. A three on the way and missed by Nicholson. Rebound Funk for Northwest. Cast down by three. 3:45 left in the first half. Haley into the front court. Lobs across court. Left side for Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Looks right side. Haley. Haley dribbles top. Looks left side for Sullivan. On the left wing, Williams. Low post left side for Funk. Kicks it back left side. Finds Williams at the free throw line. To the top of the key is Haley. Now backpedals near the timeline. Down the lane, right side. Goes into the left corner. Throws it away. Trying to get it to Funk and missed him by a foot or so. Over his head and out of there. Again, Northwest down by three. 26-23. 3:19 left in the first half. Craig Nicholson, made at midcourt by Williams, into the front court left side. Northwest and man-to-man, they've been that way the entire half. Off the right side, Conradi on the wing. Out of a trap, bounce pass, all right, as Williams steps in front of the pass, intended for Mouget, and Mouget a little bit upset as it goes out of bounds, and he gets called for the foul as well. That's his first.
After the play, a little bit of a shove from Mouget on Schlake as well that he got away with.
This will send Bryson Williams to the free throw line. Bryson, a 76% shooter on the year. He's been held scoreless so far tonight. 3:05 left in the half. Northwest trailing 26-23. Bryson at the line. Dribbles a couple times. Spins the ball. And the free throw. Good. Now a two-point game. Northwest down 26-24. Been a close one throughout this entire half. Seven ties, seven lead changes. Second free throw, good. So a 26-25 game. Northwest down by one. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Nicholson races across midcourt left side on Williams. Left wing pass Conjusta, picked up by Sullivan. Marks a pass out front for Mouget. And out front a push and a foul. This time Slake will get called for the foul. That will be Kyle's first foul. Not often you see a 7-foot guy at the top of the key guarded by a 6'11 guy running out on the perimeter, and that time Slake getting called for the foul. Inbound, Nicholson off the left side. Dribbles out front. Kozad into the game now for Northwest. Nicholson going between the circles. Chase looks left side for Conradi. And he's checked. Goes back left side. Brunson inside the arc. Lots of confused to right side. Trying to go low for Mouge. Three's hands out of bounds. Enter block to Northwest. And this second game in a row, we've seen a big guy, opponent who has all the tools except for one, and it looks like it's hands once again, as Mouge's had a hard time coming up with some passes.
Yeah, he really has. A little bit of that has been due to Northwest just being physical on him, but that pass right there should have been a real easy catch.
Northwest with a chance to take the lead, down by one. Out front is Haley. Bounce pass, low right for Kozak. Up for the shot, blocked away, it was on its downward arc. I think we got another goaltend coming, or they're just going to say it wasn't. Yeah, it was. So, we got the goaltend, and it's a 27-26 game. Northwest Missouri State in front now. Second goaltend on Mouge. 2:13 left. Into the front court, left side, Nicholson. Takes it to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Into a trap. Now finds Mouge at high post right side with one dribble through the lane. Goes low for Brunson. Cutting into the bucket. Lays it up and in off the right side. 2 points for Brunson and a 1 point Fort A State lead. 1:54 left in the half. Williams on the right side. Haley on the wing. Trying to look low. Does for Kozad. Leads him on the baseline. Kozad finds Sullivan. Cutting through. And a whistle. And a foul coming up. I think Conjusta will get called for this one. And the foul will be on Conjusta, his first. A little bit of a hold as Holman tried to cut through the lane. 10th team foul, and at the free throw line to shoot two will be Alex Sullivan. Northwest right now only with 5 fouls out of the first half. Sullivan this season, an 86% shooter at the line, knocks down another. His first point of the game. Hasn't been there for a while. He's 18 or 21 on the year at the line. Seeing his scoring average drop a little bit per game now, down to almost 11 points a contest. Second free throw, good. Northwest by one, 29-28, 1:44 left in the half. Nicholson in the front court left side, met by Williams.
Right here, Connor.
Now up front, now reverses, goes back left. Conradi will take it, and it's trapped by Schlake and Kirker out front. They work a weave out front to congest near the timeline. Left side for Nicholson. To the free throw line, Brunson turns, takes the double from 16. Wayne Brunson with 14 points now and a 1 point Fort Hays State lead. 1:17 left in the half. Bryson Williams dribbles out near the timeline. Guarded by Craig Nicholson, dribbles to the right wing. Out front, Kirker. Between the circles, looks left side, Sullivan. Takes it top of the key. Right side, Kirker into the right corner, Williams. Left-handed dribble to the free throw line. Knocked loose by Nicholson. And Williams tries to bring it to midcourt. Stolen now by Nicholson. One-on-one break to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Well, Craig Nicholson gets the steal in the bucket. And it's a 32-29 lead for Fort A State. 45 seconds left in the half. And in the front court, right side, Williams. Cross-court left, Sullivan. To the left wing is Kirker. Dribbles to the top of the key. Off the right side, Williams to the right wing, Sullivan. Low right for Kozad. Turns, faces the bucket. Now dribbles, back pedal, spins on the right side. Up off the glass and good. Loved it up and over. The outstretched Wendell Mouge and Kozad in double figures. He's got 12 points in this first half. The Northwest down by one, 32-31. 19 seconds left. Into the front court, left side, Nicholson. Spread things out. Nicholson and Williams. Looking for that last shot. We're down to 8 seconds left in the half. Nicholson to the left wing. Double team. Kicks a high post. Left side Brunson turns. Jumper good. Wayne Brunson knocks down the jumper as the buzzer sounds. And Fort Hays State will go into the locker room at halftime with a 34-31 lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. Got a good one going here. Fort Hays State up on Northwest at the half, 34-31. I really get the impression now watching these two teams that both are playing some pretty good defense. You look at the numbers offensively, though. You've got Fort Hays State right now shooting nearly 63% from the field, and Northwest shooting 50% from the field.
Yeah, and, you know, that's just because there's not as many shots going up because of those defenses. But this is right on the pace that Northwest wants. So when Fort Hays State plays in a low-scoring ball game, they have a lot less success. If they score under 70 points, they're going to struggle, and that's the way it's kind of gone all year. They want to get points on the board. They want to get up and down the floor. Northwest has forced them to work for their points. So what that means is right now, even though it's close, Northwest is on pace to hold them under 70. And I think as you go along in the ball game, when they're uncomfortable with the way it's going, it's just going to be that much better for Northwest.
Fort Hays, second in the conference in scoring this year, almost 77 points a game. They do give up quite a few points, though, giving up about 66 a contest. So, I think, as you say, things looking good for Northwest in that stand.
Yeah, you know, Northwest came in with the second-best defense in terms of scoring, and it was the second-best scoring offense in the MIAA for Fort Hays State. So something has to give, and I think right now Northwest defense is leading it. And I think if you look across the board, that plays that out. Really the only one hurting Northwest is Dwayne Brunson. 16 points and 6 rebounds. He's got almost half their points and almost half their rebounds out of just one player.
And what a half that Grant Cozad had inside coming off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. He hit every shot he took in that first half. Was 5 of 5 from the field. Hit both free throws he took. And, you know, that's important to get the scoring off of the bench, but especially inside right now with Dylan Starzl still out.
I think another key, Northwest, getting to the free throw line and hitting their free throws, 6 of 7 out of the first half.
Yep, absolutely. And then we only saw one free throw attempt for Fort Hays State on the other side. So right there is a little bit of an advantage. You know, and in a close game like this, you look for any advantage possible.
Northwest down at halftime, 34-31 to Fort Hays State. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women lost to Fort Hays State, 65-53. When we come back, Matt will be joined by the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg, and talk about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Hays, Kansas, 34-31. Fort Hays State men with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier this evening, it was a 65-53 win for the Fort Hays State women over Northwest Missouri State. And joining us now is Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. And coach, again, we kind of look at one stretch of the ball game there. You had some decent basketball. You had a lead there at the half. But there in that second half, Fort Hays State had a stretch where they got out to a good-sized lead that you couldn't recover from.
Yeah, same story, different day right now. You know, I think that's about, I feel like the fourth game going back to Western Central Missouri Emporia. And now this one where we had leads at half, maybe even had a little bit bigger lead than the 1 point that we had at halftime, and kind of just either gradually let people back into it or they get back into it, and then they make these runs, and for whatever reason, we just can't respond to that run. And it's the same issue. We're giving up so many points defensively in the second half, and that's what's really disappointing is we're defending so well, and I love our energy in the first half. And I mean, my theory is a lot because I think the defense goes down to the other end, and then you put the onus on our just the five players on the court, and we just, you know, we're not getting the leadership from the right kids. We're not responding the right way when somebody, as we say, punches us. You know, we're not quite punching back. And, yeah, it's, you know, now we're in a pattern, you know, and that's happened four times, and we got to figure out how to get out of it.
And I know one thing that you've talked about before that was kind of an issue tonight, too, was rebounding, is they just got you on the boards again.
Well, they did, and their post players, which we knew, their three leading scorers because their one player's hurt. So that, and we thought, you know, we could answer that a little bit. And I really was, I guess, just disappointed. And not that it's all on our post players by any means, but, excuse me, our post players just didn't attack like we wanted them to, you know. And, yeah, 6'4 is a little intimidating, but we have a boy practice player we've had in for the last 2 days that's 6'4 that Hargrove's were going strong and taking him to the basket. And we worked on post moves. And from the first three possessions, I could tell that we were already mentally not in the right mindset. So, yeah, I mean, we did enough to hang around for a while. Same story, not good enough to close games, and that's getting to be a little disappointing. But we got worked by their three post players. I think they scored 48 of their 65 and did a good enough job on the guards, but that's unfortunate.
That's one thing with that Caitlin Edwards. You just knew when she gets the ball, she's got that look. She's got that feel of somebody, you know, she's going to make something happen with it.
Yeah, and, you know, and she puts it on the floor. She's a good athlete, likes to go left off the dribble. It's all part of the scouting report, and sure enough, she did that, and we just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a little confused on this one now that it's happened so many times, why we're not able to make that adjustment. And, you know, there's attention to detail, which we understand, and we don't completely all have that. And, you know, it's a game with five people, and you have to all be on the same page. And we're just having one-person breakdowns right now, but one person breaks down for the whole team, and it's hard to recover from that.
Well, and it's going to get tougher, too, because you try to do that, try to get that work, but then, you know, you're playing top teams in the nation with Washburn coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and they defend. I think they're like six or seven straight games now. The team hasn't scored over 50 against them, and I know Mo West, I just heard that score, I think scored 48 again tonight. So, yeah, you know, they're going to be great defensively. They'll present us some challenges. Obviously, they're number nine in the country for a reason. And then we get Fort Hays and Washburn again, you know, next week. So, yeah, try to find a way, I guess. See if we can at least, you know, I told the girls, if I just don't want the same mistakes. Now we're getting repetitive with the same things. And that's like the definition of insanity or something, I think, somewhere through there. And we're getting pretty close to that. So at least let's take some steps and adjust that and find something else that we need to work on. So, yeah, we got to get a lot better by Saturday.
Well, and I know it's always, you know, trying to get better, but you also have to try to stay away from getting them too frustrated, because that can also build into what you're kind of talking about here as well. So it's kind of a fine line right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we got after them after the Emporia game at home, and that was the disappointing one. I mean, I completely just rip them and get after them after this one. This is just the more this disheartening. Come on, guys, let's get on the same page. What's it going to take? How do we get there? We're all in this ship together, you know. And I mean, we played every team now but Washburn and Truman in this league, and I honestly swear, other than we got worked at Pitt a little bit late, but they played really well. There's not a team we can't play with and potentially beat if we'll take those steps. But if we don't take the steps, we won't. We're going to keep getting the same result. But if we can take the steps necessary and we can do, you know, get into the conference tournament, maybe get a home game, get to Kansas City, I don't know if there's a team in the league that we couldn't beat on any given night. And so that's the mindset, but we still got a lot of steps to go before we can really get there.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you Saturday.
Okay, thanks, man.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women. Again, 65-53, their loss tonight to Fort Hays State. Right now at the half, Fort Hays men leading Northwest 34-31. We're back to look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Five Northwest Missouri State football players have been named to the Don Hanson All-America team. Senior offensive lineman Rod Williams earned second-team honors, and sophomore punter Kyle Goodburn was placed on the third team. Three Bearcats were named to the honorable mention list: senior linebacker Colin DeBizer, senior defensive lineman Travis Chaparlier, and senior safety Nate DeYoung. The Don Hanson Football Committee selected all Super Region teams in December and early January, with the first and second team all Super Region players advancing to the national ballot.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Welcome back to Hayes, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State at the half, trailing 48-State 34-31. As we take a look at some of the totals out of the first half, Northwest shooting 50% from the field, 12 of 24. Just 1 of 5 from three-point range, but 6 of 7 at the free throw line, force 86%. Northwest being out-rebounded in the first half, 14-8. Turnover situation, 11 turnovers for 48-State, 7 for Northwest. 48 State also 4 blocked shots out of the first half. Northwest with no blocked shots. That total, something that you would expect. 48 State right now leading them NAA in blocked shots per game at just over 5 a contest. And they've already had 4 in this one. For the Tigers, shooting 63% from the field, 15 of 24. They're 3 of 6 from 3-point range and 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Northwest. And Fort Hayes in the paint, 20 points in the paint for Fort Hayes. Northwest with 16. Cats with 10 points off the turnovers. Tigers with 8. And second chance points, 4 for each team. Northwest bench, though, outscoring Fort Hayes State 16-8 out of the first half. Two players in double figures for Fort Hayes State. Dwayne Brunson with 16 points leads the way. And for Northwest, Grant Kozad coming off the bench with 12 points, and then 9 points from D'Angelo Haley. Haley got 6 of those early in the contest. And then 2 points apiece for Slake, Williams, Funk, Sullivan, and Crooker. And that's the way things look here at the half. And Hayes, Kansas, one other game in the MIAA tonight. That's in Topeka, where Washburn leading Missouri Western at the half, 40-36 in the men's game. End of the women's contest. Let's see if we have the final on that one. I had that a little bit earlier, but in the final for the that one, it was the Washburn women ranked ninth nationally, defeating the Missouri Western women 65-48. Normally Wednesday is a busy night around the MIAA. Only 2 matchups tonight. Everything else tomorrow around the conference. Northwest down at the half, 34-31. As they trail 48 State, we'll be back here ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
All right, for second half play, Northwest trailing Fort Hayes State 34-31. Northwest on the road again Saturday. They head over to Topeka, Kansas to face Washburn. That will be a 5 o'clock tip-off for the women, 7 o'clock for the men. Pre-game at 4:40 along the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll have a different start time on Saturday.
And right now, the Washburn men with a lead at the half over Missouri Western, 40-36. So there's only 2 games being played tonight in the MIAA here in Hayes, and that matchup between Washburn and Missouri Western.
To come out to start this second half, D'Angelo Haley, Tyler Funk, Grant Kozad, Bryson Williams, and Matt Wallace will be on the floor for the Cats. Fort Hays State head coach Mark Johnson take a little bit more time to talk to his team as they're huddled up before coming out for second half play.
Really think that, you know, they're kind of on the verge of not playing real well. Like I said, if Northwest can take Brunson out of it and so at least slow him down a little bit, guy who averages just over 14 points a game with 16 at the half, really, so that makes somebody else have to step up for Fort Hays State. They really haven't focused their efforts to try to get him the ball and get him to score. He's just working hard to get it done.
Fort Hays State will have the ball to start the second half as they go from our right to our left. They're in their home white uniforms with the gold numerals trimmed in black with the black piping down the side. Or Northwest in their traveling green uniforms with black numerals and white trim. Off the right side, Conjusta goes low post right side. Brunson goes a skip pass across left side for Nichols. And his pass tipped up in the air by Walls, picked up by Cozad for Northwest. That's with the turnover. Into the front court, left side, Williams now to Wallace, and he'll take it between the circles, looking at man-to-man out of Fort Hays State. Almost refreshing to see a team play man-to-man against Northwest. Off the right side, Funk tries to lane on the right side to the baseline. Ranks it out between the circles. Williams looks left side for Wallace. Top of the key with it, looks left side for Haley. Haley on the wing to the free throw line. Through the lane, jumps up, up with it in the lane. Won't go, and a foul inside. And this one will go on Conjusta. That will be his second foul. Averaging at 13 points a game. He was held to a three-pointer in the first half. Haley going to the free throw line. Got Northwest off to a great start in the first half. Goes to the line to shoot two. And his first one too hard. First trip to the free throw line this evening. He has 9 points, including a three-pointer out of the first half. D'Angelo, pretty good free throw shooter, 71% shooter. Senior back to the line. And the second one good. He goes into double figures with 10. Northwest down by 2, 34-32. Nicholson at midcourt. Pressure by Wallace as he takes it in the front court right side. Fires the dribble. Gets it to Mouget way out front. Now back to Nicholson down the lane to the baseline. Cut off by Cozad. High post right, Mouget. Hands off. Gets it to Russell on the right side. Takes the jumper inside the arc. Rims out. Fight for the board. Tipped on the baseline. Haley comes up with it. And he was falling out of bounds and was pushed out of bounds. Foul coming up on Fort Hays State. And this will go on Rendell Mouget. That'll be number two on Mouget.
Brunson just about lost his shorts there. Tyler Funk had a hold of him, and Brunson jumped up to go after the rebound. Ended up with his waistline about mid-thigh.
That's with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Funk on the left side to the left wing, Williams. Back pedals between the circles. Looks left side, Wallace. Now to Funk on the left baseline. Cut off as he drives underneath. Out front they go to Williams. Williams. Double team. Looks right side. Haley on the wing. Open. Takes the jumper and rims around and out. Funk running hard for the board. Crashes. Brings it down and chases into the right corner. Good heads up move by Funk. He's double teamed off the right side. And we've got a timeout coming up by Northwest. 18-27 left. Northwest Missouri State down by two. Trailing Fort Hays State 34-32. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Hays, Kansas, a two-point game. Northwest trailing Fort Hays State 34-32. There's a 34-31 game at halftime, and we've been about a minute and a half in. 1 point scored so far.
Yeah, you know, and that's good. That plays into Northwest's hands. The lower scoring this game is, the better it's going to be for Northwest.
Wallace went down in the far right corner for Northwest. Lobs it out front right side, chased down by Tyler Funk. Cross court left side for Williams. Now to Wallace on the left wing. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Now right side for Haley. Haley, cross court, left, finds Williams. One dribble, cross court, right side for Wallace. Out in the free throw line, finds Haley, right side. Shot clock at 14, bounce pass, low right side for Cozad. Cozad spins right side on Brunson, up with a shot, won't go. Rebound in the lane, put away by Mouget for Fort Hays State. 2-point game, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. On the left side with it is Nicholson. High post left side, Mouget. Mouget out between the circles, looks right side, gets it to Russell. Russell on the right wing, out right of the lane for Nicholson. Out of the free throw line, Brunson. Turns, faces the bucket, guarded by Funk. Left side pass, finds Nicholson, drives to the baseline. Pass underneath, intended for Mouget, knocked out of bounds. Williams comes over and steps in front of the pass and knocks it away. Nicholson will inbound, baseline left. All the way out front, Conjusta has it knocked loose by Haley, but picks it up between the circles. Out front, left, finds Nicholson. Long three with four on the shot clock, misses it out front, and no one but Bearcats inside. Haley will clear the rebound. Out of Wallace in the front court, baseline right for Funk, underneath the bucket, shot fake up with it, blocked away, and out of bounds. Brunson with the block, ball will belong to Northwest. So Wallace will inbound, baseline right. Goes off the right wing, finds Funk. Dribbles out between the circles, now to Haley right side. Haley on the wing. Cross court left side, Wallace. Shot clock's at 17. High post left for Cozad. He's picked up by Mouget out front. Finds Funk cutting to the bucket. Off the glass won't go. Rebound Mouget. Clears it for Fort Hays State. With the outlet, goes to Nicholson into the front court left side as he works the break. Right side for Russell. Through the lane, drives, dishes low right side, and finds Brunson, misses the shot. Fight for the board. Brunson with the bucket and a foul. Brunson gets the rebound to the bucket. And we're going to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor as D'Angelo Haley picks up his second foul.
Brunson has worked his tail off inside to get some offensive rebounds and buckets inside for Hays tonight.
6'7", junior out of Queens, New York, played his junior college basketball at Barton, Kansas Community College, leading the team in scoring and rebounding, and we can see why. It's a 36-32 lead for Fort Hays State. Brunson with 18 points. Free throw on the way. Good. Makes it a three-point trip down the floor.
He has more than half of their points tonight.
And he'll go to the sideline getting a breather here as Carson Conradi comes into the ballgame. I'd like to see that substitution out of Coach Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can see Brunson on the sideline, but I bet he's not there for long.
I think you're right. Wallace into the front court for Northwest, 37-32, Northwest down. On the right side, Haley. Takes it to the free throw line through the lane. A runner is blocked away by Mouget. Picked up by Nicholson on the fast break. Through the lane, drives, and layup good. Craig Nicholson lays it up and in after that started by a Mouget block. And it's a 39-32 lead for Fort Hays State. Wallace at the top of the key. Looks left side for Sullivan on the wing. Right-handed dribble across the right side. Wallace gets a pick by Cozad to the free throw line. Out front for Haley. Thought about the three, steps inside the arc. Now finds Wallace right side. Wide open. Takes the three and he hits it. Matt Wallace with his first bucket of the game. Just his sixth three of the season. Northwest down 39-35 with 15:59 left in the game. Nicholson to the front court to the top of the key. Looks right side. Conradi. Trying to go low, does to Mouget on the baseline, right, drives, and a whistle, and a foul, and this coming up on Mouget through the elbow, knocking Cozad to the floor. Mouget shaking his head as he comes down the floor after picking up his third foul. Mouget's got a little bit of a temper out there.
Yeah, hopefully he's frustrated with himself, because that was a pretty obvious call, Coach Johnson getting on Mouget for making that move as well.
Puck goes to the sideline for Northwest. Williams back into the ballgame. Northwest with Williams, Sullivan, Haley, Wallace, and Cozad on the floor. 39-35, Northwest trails. Inbound comes to Wallace, and he'll take it from our left to our right. And man-to-man out of Fort Hays State. Taylor race to the free throw line, down the lane right. Kicks it back left side. Haley wide open, wants the three, and it's good. D'Angelo Haley with the three off the left side this time. He's got 13 points. It's back to a one-point game. Northwest down 39-38.
Nothing like threes on back-to-back trips down the floor.
Right side, Conradi up to the top of the key. Finds Brunson, who's back out on the floor for Fort Hays State. Conjusta, top of the key. Now Conradi popping out of the free throw line right to Conjusta on the right wing. Back pedals. Picked up by Sullivan. Right corner pass for Conradi. Guarded by Williams. Back out on the perimeter. Finds Lance Russell. High post right for Mugier. Rather Brunson. Brunson trying to find the baseline. Coretti. Drive. Shot knocked loose. Rolls around and out. And Cozad with the rebound for Northwest. Here's a two Wallace. He will swallow it up. Didn't have the numbers. And Wallace walks it across midcourt. Northwest with a chance to take the lead this trip down. Left side is Haley. Out front for Williams. Right side pass for Sullivan. Cross court left Wallace. Free throw line, drives, caught up in the air, kicks a right wing Williams. Williams to the free throw line, trying to go out front, knocked loose, picked up by Williams. Full right side for Cozad. Up over Brunson, takes the jumper and hits it from 10 on the right side. Grant Cozad with 14 points, and Northwest suddenly on an 8-0 run, and they're in front as they lead 40-39 over Fort Hays State, 14-35. Left in the game, a timeout by the Tigers, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest regaining the lead. Firstly, they've had in the second half. They lead 40-39 over Fort Hays State. We've had 8 ties and 12 lead changes in this game.
Boy, it's been a fun one to watch. We've seen a lot of runs tonight in both ball games. So little runs, big runs, and hopefully the team with the last run will win, and hopefully Northwest ends up with that.
Nicholson in the front court for Fort Hays State, guarded by Wallace. Goes out front, a slick back into the ballgame, goes into that trap. They look on the left side, Conduce to the baseline, and Conduce throws it away. Trying to go with left baseline for Lance Russell. Conduce has not had a very good game tonight. And that will bring us to a break here with 14-22 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 40, Fort Hays State 39. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
11 Northwest Missouri State University students gave up their first week of winter break to reconstruct homes damaged by Hurricane Sandy in New York. 8 male students and 3 female students packed themselves and their luggage in 2 vans and drove 12 hours to 2 consecutive days. Each student paid $90 to cover travel and living costs, while other expenses were covered by donations from area churches. They worked December 16th through the 21st on Staten Island alongside more than 400 other college students volunteering through Southern Baptist Disaster Relief.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
14-22 left in the game. Northwest by 1, 40-39. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And we got a good one going in Hays, Kansas. Northwest will have the ball as they'll take it the length of the floor here with a one-point lead.
Yeah, you can tell these two teams are fighting for positioning toward the top of the MIAA with the way they're playing here tonight.
Take it across the timeline right side. Goes Matt Wallace out between the circles. Pulls up. Right side pass for Sullivan. Back to Wallace. Connor Kirker checked in during the timeout. He's over on the left side. Now Sullivan right side to the top of the key. Foul pass is kicked away, trying to go inside, and Brunson kicks it. 14:04 left in the game. Northwest 40 and Fort Hays State 39. So now Wallace will inbound, baseline left. Wallace out front, left side, finds Crocker. Freshman will hand off back to Wallace. Now between the circles, man-to-man defense out of Fort Hays State. Wallace near the timeline with the dribble. 6 on the shot clock. Right side Williams through the lane. Right side drives and a shot rejected out of bounds by Brunson. Are they going to call this a block for a goaltend? Looks like it's going to get called for the block. So Northwest with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Well, inbound baseline right. 13:48 left in the game. Wallace looking to inbound. Just inbound to Williams. Off the glass. Won't go. Fight for the board. And a whistle and a reach over. And they coming up on Kyle Slake here. Trying to fight for the rebound. Slake will pick up his second foul. Second team foul on the Cats in the half. Fort Hays State right now with 3 team fouls. 13:43 left, and Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 40-39. Nicholson in the front court, dribbles right side, and is double-teamed by Crooker and Wallace. Finds Russell on the right side, knocked loose by Williams, picked up by Wallace, and here comes Northwest off the turnover. Wallace into the front court from our left to our right, out between the circles. His double-team looks right side on the wing for Sullivan, goes a little left, rather right for Slate, spins on the right side, ball stripped out of his hands by Brunson, and now it goes to Congiusto on the fast break. 1-on-2 break, Congiusto to the bucket off the glass of the air. 5 points for Congiusto. 41-40, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. 13:07 left. Wallace into the front court, left side. Dribbles between the circles and gives it to Kirker. He'll take it free from the line, through the lane. Left-hander hook, finding Slate, cutting the bucket on the pick and roll, lays it up and in. Kyle Slate with 4 points in Northwest with the one-point lead, 42-41. Nicholson in the front court left side. Congiusto right in front of the Fort Hays State bench is double team. Goes into the left corner for Russell. Now to Congiusto out between the circles. Nicholson. Dribbles out front left. Into the left corner for Russell. Russell hooks the pass left side now for Nicholson. 13 on the shot clock. Nicholson drives as he does a block foul coming up on Bryson Williams. That will be Williams' first foul. Third team foul, so both teams now with 3.5. Seeing Marty Wendell coming into the game now for Fort Hays State. He's a 6'6 junior of Ingalls, Kansas. Inbound left side for Congiusto into the left corner. Out front, Conradi looks on the right side. Nicholson drives to the baseline as he goes with the runner. Whistle and a foul coming up on Wallace this time, trying to cut off the baseline. And for Matt Wallace, that'll be his third foul. Northwest up 42-41. Tigers inbound, baseline right. And it comes to Conradi off the right side, out front for Wendell. And he throws it away. Throws off that left side, and it belongs to Northwest.
I think he was throwing it to Brunson, but Brunson thought there was somebody behind him popping out to catch that pass, so he just let it go by.
1 point, Bearcat lead. Wallace to Walker across midcourt. Northwest in the second half, going from our left to our right. Dribbles between the circles, gets it picked by Cozad, and gives it right back to Cozad on the pick and roll. Lays it up and in off the left side. Grant Cozad, who just ended the ballgame. That was 16 points, 44-41, Northwest Missouri State in front. Nicholson in the front court, right side, Conradi. Guarded by Crooker. Between the circles, Brunson looks left side. Gets it to Congiusto, right side Conradi, a three on the wing, over Cooker is good. 9 points for Conradi, and all coming on at three-point opportunities. We're tied up at 44. 11:32 left in the game. Ninth tie of the game, off the left side, Cooker down the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in as he went past Wendell to the free throw, or to the lane, and hits the layup. 4 points for Kirkham, and it's a 46-44 Northwest Missouri State lead. Nicholson in the front court, looks left side, Congiusto on the wing. Plus the handle on it, is picked up by Williams. Williams on a breakaway the other way, lays it up and slams it with the right hand. Bryson Williams with the slam dunk, and Northwest up by 4, 11:05 left in the game. Their largest lead in the second half, 48-44 Northwest in front. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
48-44, Northwest Missouri State in front, 11:05 left in the game.
Tell you, it's been back and forth. I mean, well, I don't think we've seen lead bigger than maybe 5 or 6 points in this one. If we have, it was for a very brief time before another run by the other team brought it right back to a close game.
We've had 14 lead changes. Fort Hays State with it into the left corner. Is Nicholson now on the left side, right in front of the Fort Hays State bench. Dribbles to the top of the key. Right side pass gets it to Nick Capitai, who checked in during the timeout. Low left for Lance Russell. Fade away over Cozad. Rims out. Williams with rebound for Northwest. He'll slow it up, and we'll take it to Wallace, who will now go across the timeline. 2-3 zone now being played by Fort Hays State after playing man-to-man throughout most of this game. Left side, Sullivan. Down to the free throw line, Kirker. Back out front, Williams. Right side is Wallace. Now on the left wing for Williams. Finds Wallace. Free throw line left. Takes a jumper. Misses off the right. And the rebound put away by Lance Russell for Fort Hays State. On the outlet. Right side to the right wing goes Kapitai. Now to Nicholson. Dribbles on the right side. Guarded by Wallace. Northwest up by four. Now trapped out front. Lobs it and throws it away. No one in the right corner. He was trapped out front and just tossed it into the right corner where there's nobody but looks like a spectator over there who will give the ball to the official. And Northwest will have it off the turnover once again. 48-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace will take it across the timeline right side. Back to the 2-3 zone out of Fort Hays State. Out between the circles, Kirker looks on the right wing, Wallace. Now to Haley between the circles. Free throw line is Wallace. Right side on the wing for Wallace. Skips it across the zone. Left side for Kirker. Kirker into the zone and is fouled as he went dribbling through the lane. And a reach-in foul coming up on 486. Going to call for the foul. Nick Kapitai. That is his second foul. And fourth as a team for 486. 9:41 and left in the game. Northwest 48, Fort Hays State 44. Breaking the action, and we'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcats have outscored Fort Hays State 16-5 over the last 5 minutes. They lead 48-44 with 9:41 left in the game from Hays, Kansas.
You'd like to think that's a comforting factor, but we've seen runs just like that by both teams tonight.
Wallace will inbound baseline left for Northwest. Just inbound to left corner for Haley. Now to Kirker. Back out front for Wallace. Cozad and Williams also on the floor for the Cats. Kirker, cross court right side, finds Wallace. In a 2-3 zone, play down to Fort Hays State. Left side for Kirker. Into left corner for Haley. D'Angelo with a couple dribbles brings it out on the wing off the left side. Now to Kirker between the circles. Right side for Wallace. Williams between the circles once again. 10 on the shot clock. Left side Kirker. Now to Wallace out front. Top of the key. Looks outside. Haley with 3 on the shot clock. Takes a 3. Rims out on the rebound. Mouget inside for Fort Hays State. He checked in during the break. The 7-footer out of Trinidad and Tobago. It's out between the circles. Right side pass finds Kapitai. Drives the baseline up for the shot. Won't go. A little bit off balance as he went up for the shot. Rebound Northwest. Here comes Haley on the fast break. Right side Kirker on the wing. Back pedals now. Sets up the offense. Northwest didn't quite have the numbers. Now to Williams near the timeline. Left side pass goes to Wallace. Wallace with one-handed pass. Out between the circles. Haley to the right side. Williams out front with the pass for Kirker. Swing at left side Haley. Top of the key, Williams working on the perimeter of that 2-3 zone. High post right for Williams. Baseline right and 10 for Cozad. Ball not quick. They dive after it. And will we have a held ball here? We will. As Nicholson and Williams and also Mouget on the floor all had a hold of the basketball. Possession arrow will give it to Northwest. Mouget and Kapitai to the sideline. Kanjusta back into the ball game. And also in is Dwayne Brunson for the Tigers. Cast inbound, baseline right with a 4-point lead. Quick inbound to Haley, into the lane, went with the dribble, now with a fadeaway foul, and we'll get to the free throw line. D'Angelo that time got away with one with the dribble in the middle of about three Tigers. Ended up getting fouled, and we'll get to the free throw line. Foul on Dwayne Brunson, who picks up his second. And Haley back to the line where he's 1-for-2 this evening. 13 points total. Shooting 2, first one good. Haley averaging just over 13 points a game. 49-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw good as well. So 50-44, Bearcat lead, 8:20 left in the game. Cass came into this game in second place in the MIAA with Fort A State. Close on their tails off the left side, Brunson. Out front right for Conjusta to the right wing, Nicholson. Cross court left side, pass Conradi. Wants the long three off the front of the rim. Rebound chased on the bounce and hustling after Kozad for Northwest. They'll give it to Wallace and he'll go from our left to our right. Just under 8 minutes left in the game. Northwest up by six. Out front right side, Haley looks to the left wing at Williams. Cross court right side with the chest pass, Kircher to the right wing, Haley. On the perimeter of the 2-3 zone. To the free throw line, Kozad, right side, Haley, open, the three, on the way, got it. D'Angelo Haley with 18 points, Northwest up 53-44. Northwest handling the 2-3 zone well here in the second half. On the left side, Nicholson to the left wing. Nicholson to the left baseline. As he drives, whistle coming up. And this one to go on Northwest. That will go on Grant Kozad, his second, trying to cut that baseline off, and the inbound will come baseline left for Fort Hays State. 7:26 left, Northwest 53, Fort Hays State 44. Nicholson, quick inbound, Conradi, left side, and runner is up, misses it, off the front of the rim, but was fouled. And second straight foul on Grant Kozad, that'll be number three on Kozad.
We're seeing Brunson not have quite the second half offensively that he did in the first half, and you can kind of tell that that's affecting Hayes. Nobody else is really stepping up to fulfill those points.
Brunson had 16 at halftime, 18 right now. Conradi at the free throw line knocks down the first free throw. And he's got 10 points, averages 8 a game. Kozad and Williams to the sideline. Slake back into the ballgame along with Funk. Second free throw by Conradi is good. And it's a 53-46 game. Northwest Missouri State in front with 7:20 left. Kirker handling the point duties, takes it to the top of the key. Looks outside Haley. Fort Hays State. Back to the man-to-man. Cross court left side. Wallace on the way. Goes to the baseline left for Funk. Now to Kirker on the left wing. Now front right side for Wallace. Gets a screen by Slake. Pulls up and is double team. Back to Slake. Top of the key. Left side is Kirker. Seven on the shot clock. Cross court right side for Wallace. Wallace through the line. Through the lane. Runner blocked away and the rebound conduced it. Blocked by Nicholson. Here comes Fort Hays State on the break. Nicholson to the left wing. Down the lane. Kicks it back out front. Brunson lost that jumper over Slake. Knocked it down. A 17-footer out front. And he now has 21 and a timeout by Northwest. 53-48. Northwest in front of Fort Hays State. 6:35 left in the game. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest in front, 53-48 as they leave Fort Hays State. We're on a station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the ball following the timeout in the front court left side. Wallace dribbles right side, pulls up out top of the key for Sullivan. Trying to go in the lane for Slake, overthrown, picked up by Brunson for Fort Hays State. Northwest in front, 53-48 in left corner, Conradi. Now to Nicholson on the left wing. Out top the key for Brunson, guarded by Slake, looks on the right side. Conjusta with it, guarded by Sullivan. Out front right for Russell, back to Conjusta to the top of the key. Left side pass, Nicholson. Dribbles to the left baseline, cutting through the lane. Brunson off the glass and good off the left side.
Brunson starting to heat up.
3-point Bearcat lead, 53-50. Brunson with 23 in the game. Off the right side, Haley. Dribbles at the left hand to the free throw line, through the lanes, and throws it away. Trying to go low for Slake off the right side. Brunson with the steal. Now Nicholson across the timeline. Dribbles off his foot, goes out of bounds on the right side. Now we're going to say it went off of Wallace and will belong to Fort Hays State. Kozad, Kirker, and Williams back in the ballgame. Schlake, Monk. And who else going to the sideline? Looks like Haley will get a breather here. With 5:33 left, and Northwest holding on to a three-point lead, 53-50. Craig Nicholson will inbound off the baseline on the right side. Gets the inbound to Conchusta. Back to Nicholson in the right corner. High post right for Mouget. Hands off to Nicholson at the top of the key. Dribbles left side down the lane. Kicks it right side and finds Mouget. Here's on the block off the right. His first bucket of the game, and it's a one-point game. Northwest 53, Fort Hays State 52. Now Wallace through the lane, left corner for Williams. Fans making some noise. Into the lane for Kozad. Post up off the glass. Won't go, and the rebound wrestle for Fort Hays State. Now the Tigers with a chance to take the lead. In the front court from their right to their left, Nicholson spins. Brings it to Russell on the right wing. Into the right corner. Out front right side for Nicholson. Out front left, Conjusta. Into the left corner for Conradi. They go right side. Nicholson on the wing. 4:48 left. Northwest in front by one. 53-52. Shot clock's down to 11 seconds. Out between the circles. Nicholson through the lane. Into the right corner, Conradi. The three over Kirker, short. Grazes the rim. Fight for the rebound. Wallace has it for Northwest. Cast from our left to our right. Northwest by one with 4.5 minutes left. Out front, Wallace sets up the offense. Looking at man-to-man defense out of Fort Hays State. So just a little bit of 2-3 in this half. Wallace on the right side, on the wing. Pulls up. Goes right side. Finds Williams. Williams back to Wallace with 16 on the shot clock. Dribbles top the key. Looks right side, finds Williams. Williams between the circles. Finds Kozad, leaching too far, trying to cut to the bucket, it goes out of bounds. 4:08 left, breaking the action. Northwest still holding on to a one-point lead. Northwest 53, Fort Hays State 52. We'll be back to Hays, Kansas right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Earlier in this half, Northwest had a 16-5 run since that time. Fort Hays State on an 8-0 run over the last 1:59. Northwest by 1, 53-52. 4:08 left in this one. That's coming out of the timeout. Kozad along with Williams, Wallace, Sullivan, and Crooker. And for Fort Hays State, Wayne Brunson, who's been a big thorn in the side of the Bearcats, back out onto the floor. He's got 23 points in the game. Team in averaging 15 a contest, their leading scorer. Also Conradi, who's hit a couple big threes. And Nicholson on the floor, Conjusta, and Lance Russell. Tigers with it as they go from our right to our left. Just over 4 minutes left. Northwest up by one. Nicholson in the front court off the left side in front of the scorer's table. Pulls up his dribble and throws it away again over on the right side. No one there in that right corner. Second time we've seen that, and the ball will go right back to Northwest.
Well, in this game, we have probably seen four or five passes that were nowhere near anybody by Fort Hays State.
So the Cats still with a one-point lead. See if they can take advantage of the gift here. Into the front court, left side, Wallace to the top of the key. Guarded by Nicholson. Hands off out of the weave to Kirker. Kirker out between the circles with the dribble. Looks right side, Wallace. Low post right for Kozak. Picked up by Brunson. Now dribbles into the lane, off his hip, and is picked up by Conchusta for Fort Hays State. He'll give it to Nicholson off the left wing, into left corner, Russell. Dribble to the left wing. Between the circles, goes cross court for Nicholson on the right side. Back left side with 3:13 left. Northwest still holding on to that 53-52 lead. On the left side, Nicholson. Now baseline left for Brunson. Now 17 footer rattles around it now, but the rebound Williams for Northwest. Gives it to Wallace, who will take it across the timeline. Again, Northwest up 53-52. Into the front court, right side. They whistle, and they're going to call this one on Wallace. Trying to create a little room with his left hand while he's dribbling with his right on Nicholson. And that will be Wallace's fourth foul. 2:52 left. Northwest 53, Fort Hays State 52. Into the front court, right side goes Nicholson. Dribbles to the right wing. Now to the baseline, right to the bucket. Easy layup as he lays it up and in. And it's a 54-53 Fort Hays State lead with 2:34 left. Into the front court, left side, Wallace at the top of the key. Gets a pick by Kozad. Dribbles right side and a foul. And this one will go on. Brunson picks up his third.
I guess it's fitting it's a close game. I mean, the last two wins have been by 1 point. Why not maybe try to make it three in a row?
Brunson slow to get up as he hit the four hard with Wallace. That's just the sixth team foul on Fort Hays State. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. Northwest right now with 17 fouls. 2:28 left in the half and the game. Wallace to inbound. Gets it into the right corner for Haley. He's guarded by Lance Russell. Haley through the lane now. Pulls up in the lane. Pivots. Fade away. Jumper good from 10 as D'Angelo Haley hits a big bucket. He has 20 points. Northwest by one once again. This time 55-54. 2:12 left in the game. Nicholson in the front court off the left side. Back pedals near the scorer's table. Guarded by Wallace. Shot clock's at 20. 2 minutes left in the game. Craig Nicholson out front. Checked off by Kozad out front, and a whistle and a foul coming up on Grant with the bump on the perimeter.
That same thing's been happening both ends of the floor all night, and they haven't been calling it, so Kozad a little surprised there with that call.
Picks up his fourth, team's eighth. Brunson goes to the sideline, Mouget back in. So Craig Nicholson at the free throw line for 1-1. Good free throw shooter, 76% on the year. He's 0-1, though, tonight. One-point Bearcat lead. Free throw on the way. Rattles around and in. Now 12 points for Nicholson. Ties the game up at 55. Second free throw. Good. 56-55 game. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. 1:53 left. Wallace into the front court. Swing the circles. Looks at man-to-man defense. Pulls up his dribble. Finds Williams, who pops out at the top of the key. Guarded by Conrad. He wants to go one-on-one with him. Down the lane, right side. Shall we check it out of bounds? Wendell Mouget gets the block. Northwest Lindell with 19 seconds left on the shot clock. 1:39 left in the game. A one-point deficit for the Bearcats. Wallace inbound on the baseline right. Gets the inbound into the right corner for Haley. Dribbles to the right wing. Gets a pick by Kozad. Takes the top of key to the free throw line, kicks it out front. Wallace leaps up, brings it in. 10 on the shot clock. Left side, Haley on the wing. The three on the way. It's good. D'Angelo Haley with the three and a timeout Northwest. Haley knocks down the three off that left side. He's got 23 points and gives Northwest a two-point lead, 58-56 with 1:24 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaccaro Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
1:24 left in the game. Northwest 58, Fort Hays State 56. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and we got a heck of a finish going here. And while we were away on that break, Bearcat coaching staff talking to a couple of officials here, and they held it up briefly before coming out.
And all I heard was hearing the PA announcer. I was hearing him say, "Don't worry about it, don't worry about it." And then the officials got together, and one of them had to go over and chat with the PA guy. I have no idea what that was all about, but something wasn't right.
Cats up by two, 58-56, 1:22 left in the game. Cats could use a defensive stop as Nicholson takes it in the front court off the left wing. It was out front. Now trap goes left side. Finds Russell. He wants the three and hits it off the left side. Lance Russell with his first bucket of the game. Takes it a 59-58 lead for Fort Hays State with 1:08 left and a timeout.
Boy, everything goes back and forth. The threes, the score, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
For Lance Russell, he averages 15 points a game. That's his first bucket of this one. That's a big one for Fort Hays State. A one-point Tiger lead over Northwest, 59-58, 1:08. Well, left in this one, we've had 10 ties and 19 lead changes. Now one of the officials coming over to look at the video right in front of us.
Yeah, Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant, said something. I wonder if maybe they want to check to see if he was on the line or if that was actually a three from that left side. It's the difference between a tie game and a one-point lead for Fort Hays State.
And the official looks over at Austin and says it was a three. So it's a 59-58 game. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest, 1:08 left. And the Cats will inbound. They'll take it the length of the floor. And the Cats with a chance to regain the lead across the timeline. Wallace gives it to Williams. Right side on the wing. Haley. High post right. Kozad turns at the free throw line. Back right side. Sullivan. Now to Haley. Left open. Top of the key. Threes off the front of the rim. Rebound in the left corner. Hustling after Sullivan. Over his head. Tosses it to Kozad. It comes up with it and is fouled. What a play by Sullivan going after that loose ball in the far left corner. It's on the baseline. Just tossed it back over his head. A no-look pass back into the field of play. And Kozad was right there. Caught the pass and was fouled.
Yeah, usually you like to turn around and see where you're throwing it, but he was hustling so hard and had so little room to work with. The only choice he had was to kind of toss it over his head with both hands. He knew a general area where Kozad was, and he hit him right in the forehead, so it was a perfect pass.
Nicholson with his second foul at the free-throw line. Kozad rattles around and out, and the rebound to Fort Hays State. A one-point lead for the Tigers, 46 seconds left, 59-58. Nicholson in the front court right side, his double team. As he expires his dribble, whistle, and a timeout by Fort Hays State coach Mark Johnson. As the Cats got that double team on the trap just inside the front court. And a timeout by the Tigers here with 39 seconds left. Northwest down by 1, 59-58.
Well, Northwest doesn't necessarily need to foul here. There's 15 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. You just want to play good solid defense and try to come up with a stop, get the basketball back. You got to work the boards. If a shot goes up, you can't allow for an offensive rebound. Then it does put you into a situation where you're going to have to foul. So Cats can just play good solid defense here, get a stop. They could have a chance to win it at the other end.
And we've seen a Northwest defense rattle the guards for Fort Hays State on a few occasions.
Yeah, you know, they've been getting into those traps. You know, sometimes they'll do that out between the circles or try to do it out near midcourt, and that has caused the guards some issues, and I'm sure that's something that we may see them do if that opportunity comes up.
59-58, Northwest trailing by one to Fort Hays State. 10 ties and 19 lead changes in this game, and it's been a well-played game for both of these teams throughout the evening.
Absolutely. You can tell that these are two of the top teams in the MIAA the way it's been played, and you know, to make it interesting to see how it plays out next week, too, because these two teams will meet a week from tonight.
Coach Mark Johnson and Coach Ben McCollum, two head coaches of this one, talking to their team. Now they send them both out on the floor. And for Northwest, it's Wallace, Kozad, Sullivan, Williams, and Haley. Fort Hays State has Dwayne Brunson on the floor. He's been their big scorer this evening. Lance Russell just hit a big three. Carson Conradi will trigger the inbound. Kondrustow on the floor along with Nicholson. 39 seconds left. 24 on the shot clock as Fort Hays State getting ready to inbound on the far side at midcourt.
Checking to make sure on timeouts left for the teams, and I think there's one for Northwest and none for Fort Hays State.
Inbound in the backcourt to Nicholson for Fort Hays State. Takes it into the front court. 19 on the shot clock, 32 on the game clock. Off the left side with the dribble is Nicholson. Guarded by Wallace. Now trapped off that left side. Out of that trap, pivots and goes cross court right for Kondrustow. Back left side for Nicholson. 7 seconds on the shot clock. 20 on the game clock. Nicholson in the left corner. Long three. Rims around. Out. Put back by Russell. Won't go. Fight for the board as it pinballs around. Goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to Fort Hays State with 14 seconds left in the game.
Now that's the basically offensive rebound, so that means the Cats are going to have to foul here if they don't get a steal on the inbound.
Nicholson inbound off the baseline right. It goes to Brunson, who is fouled by Kozas, stopping the clock with 12.6 seconds left. Northwest down by one, 59-58. Foul on Kozad's number five. He'll go to the sideline with 16 points this evening. Kozad also with a couple of rebounds. 12.6 seconds left. 59-58. Northwest trails as Tyler Funk getting ready to come into the ballgame.
And it looks like Hayes is going to make the move to bring Mouget back out on the floor, which is kind of interesting because if you're Fort Hays State, you want to assume that you're going to hit both free throws and be up by three, forcing Northwest to take a three. So you think you'd have your guards or your perimeter defenders out there rather than your shot blocker inside.
Brunson will go to the free throw line, and he's a good free throw shooter, 83% on the year. And Brunson's one of one at the line this evening as he steps up. Brunson with 23 points, trying to increase the Fort Hays State lead over Northwest with 12.6 seconds left. Shooting two, first one, one opportunity, first one misses, rebound coming to Northwest and Haley. Haley lost the dribble, it's picked up out front by Williams. Williams offside with 6 seconds left and a timeout Northwest. So a timeout Northwest, and they escaped right there as Haley just kind of took his eyes off the ball as he was dribbling out front. Ball then rolled to Wallace, and Northwest will have 5 seconds left on the clock. And they are down by one, 59-58 with 5 seconds left.
Well, it turns out it's kind of good that he did kind of allow that ball to go loose, as scary as it was. If he would have tried to keep the dribble, he probably would have been called for a double dribble or a carry on that. So by letting it go like that, a little scary because there was a defender right there, but it kept him from turning the ball over by the double dribble.
Now Northwest has a chance to put out an inbound play here with 5 seconds left, down by one.
So the Cats, you on the road, you take a chance, you get that last shot. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing them get something, you know, within a couple of seconds to give yourself a chance at an offensive rebound. But with Mouget in there, just try to get as open a look as you can because it's going to be tough to rebound with Mouget inside for Fort Hays State.
Wallace, Williams, Kirker, Haley, and Solomon on the floor, all five good shooters. Wallace will trigger it in, but 5 seconds left. Northwest down by one. Inbound comes to Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Right side with the dribble. Jump stop. Fade away over Mouget. Off the front of the rim. Won't go on the buzzer. And Fort Hays State holds on for the win. Another one-point game, but this time Northwest coming up on the short side of it as they lose to Fort Hays State this evening, 59-58. We'll be back to begin our post-game activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler
at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State comes up on the short side of a one-point game this time around, losing to Fort Hays State 59-58 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Northwest had the inbound with 5 seconds left and got a good look by Bryson Williams. Unfortunately, it just didn't go.
Yeah, Williams came around to the right side on the dribble. He had the big guy, the seven-footer, Mouget, in his face, but took a little bit of a fadeaway. Mouget backed off a bit, not wanting to foul him on that shot, and it was a decent look, and it hit, it got rim. Looked like for a moment that it might go, but it was as good a look as you can get with just 5 seconds to work with. So I like the look that they got. It just didn't happen to fall.
Unfortunately, Northwest loses this one with Matt. You couldn't ask for a more enjoyable game to watch. It was a well-played game. Both teams, I thought, played well in this one. Just unfortunately for Northwest, they came up a point short.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's a chance we could see a carbon copy a week from tonight at Bearcat Arena.
A great crowd on hand that saw this one this evening, and it was Fort Hays State with the win over Northwest, 59-58. The Bearcats with the loss falls to 15-6. They're 8-4 in the conference. Fort Hays State now 14-6 and 8-4 in MIAA play as they come up with the win here tonight. So we'll be back. Have more for you on our post game, including the extra effort award. That's all coming up for right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Governor Nixon's visit to Northwest Friday to celebrate sustained excellence.
What a pleasure to have Governor Nixon on campus, and it's even a greater pleasure to see the community support, regional support for Northwest Missouri State University. You know, the governor likes to have a few people at a press conference, and we set up for 70 to 80, and we had to bring in 40 or 50 more chairs. And what it means is people support Northwest. The governor came to celebrate excellence, what I would call sustained excellence, excellence over time. And really what it comes down to is Northwest's hitting its mark and really achieving performance above peers across the various measures such as retention, graduation, fiscal responsibility, student test scores, and ability to provide financial assistance to a high percentage of students. All told, what that means is that we were able to, in a proposed budget, receive full funding. And not every institution did that. Actually, you want every institution to do that, to be honest with you. But from Northwest's perspective, we're very thankful. And we talk about gratitude. You know, we have gratitude for receiving support in investment, not a cost. And that's what education is all about. It's really about economic development. So we have gratitude, but please believe me, we take the taxpayer dollar very seriously, as you've seen, John. And what we're going to do is to make sure we focus on student success. That's our mission. And so our Student Success Task Force, research-based, we know what we have to do to continue to perform across retention, graduation, and so on.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about Governor Nixon's visit to Northwest.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, after an exciting finish, unfortunately for Northwest, coming up just short, 59-58. Time for our extra effort award. And, Matt, a lot of players for Northwest played well in this one. The one that really stands out in D'Angelo Haley.
Absolutely. Haley leading in both scoring and rebounding tonight at 23 points and 6 rebounds for Northwest. There weren't a lot of rebounds to go around in this game. Both teams really shooting very well from the field, and not a lot of shots really went up in the ball game either. But Haley adding a couple of assists and a steal to that as well. Hit 4 threes in the ball game for the Cats tonight.
And it was a close one all the way through. Northwest at one point had a 9-point lead in the second half. Fort Hays State led by 7 in the second half. There were 10 ties, 19 lead changes, and just 1 point separated the two teams at the end, with Fort Hays State winning this one 59-58 over Northwest. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back in Hays, Kansas, a one-point loss for Northwest, 59-58, as they lose to Fort Hays State this evening. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, a tough loss this evening, but what a battle out there tonight.
Yeah, you know, disappointing loss. I thought that, we gave this one away. You know,
And when you look at the way the game went, close all the way through, what do you see as some of the keys from a Northwest standpoint here tonight?
You know, I thought we played hard for spurts. I didn't think we played very smart. We didn't execute our game plan at all to start the game, and we're still in a three-point game. I thought the second half we executed a little bit better. I just didn't think we got the shots that, you know, guys just slinging up shots. It's not, you know, we've got specific guys who need specific shots, and when everybody else is just kind of firing them up there, it didn't do us a whole lot of good, because then those other guys press a little bit and take shots they shouldn't.
And I thought defensively you did a good job against the Fort Hays State team that came in second in the conference in scoring, averaging about 77 a game, held them down to 59. I think really overall defensively you did a pretty good job tonight.
Yeah, I did okay. Forced some turnovers. I mean, they shot 55%. You know, you're not going to win a lot of games when the other team shoots 55%. So, again, it's just, you know, scouting report, execution, some rotations. You know, we rotate to we finally did in the second half to 31. All he does is shoot 15-footers and offensive rebound. He had 4 O-boards, and he had 16 points off of 15-footers. And, you know, it's just we don't have a margin for error. We can't make those mistakes. I mean, and I think we learned that tonight. There's a lot of guys that are hurting there. You know, they still competed. I mean, you know, the kids competed. They're playing with heart. It's just, man, we got to get, I mean, I got to get Sully going. He's 0 for 0. He didn't even take a shot. You know, it's just, I don't know. We got to find some answers offensively.
And Chip on the road again Saturday, this time to Topeka to face a very good Washburn team.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty good, and it'll be just like this game. And we get these guys at home on Wednesday next week, so we're going to be fired up about that the way I don't want to go into it. But, yeah, I mean, we just, you know, we've got to regroup and get ready for Washburn.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Coach, for being with us.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, of Northwest Missouri State, loses tonight to Fort Hays State 59-58. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsens in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsens at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in East Kansas, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Tough night all along this evening. The Northwest women earlier losing 65-53 after being up by one at halftime. And then the Northwest men coming back in the second half, but just couldn't make the play at the end that they needed. And they was by one at Fort Hays State.
Yeah, in the men's game, you knew it was going to come down to that. A big play at the end. They got a shot from Hayes that put them up by one, but gave Northwest some time to work with it. Cats got a decent look at the bucket, just couldn't get it to fall there at the end. And for the Northwest women, they played decent ball through a lot of the first half and early on in the second half, but gave up a big 17-2 run that gave Fort Hays State a 12-point lead, and they would end up with a 12-point win in this one tonight.
Well, yeah, some of the final totals for the Northwest men this evening. They ended up shooting 46% from the field, also 42% from my three-point range, 5 of 12 from there. In the first half of the game at the free throw line, Northwest did very well. They got to the line 7 times, hit 6 of those, but in the second half only got to the line 5 times and hit 3 of those. And again, shooting 75% for the game, it just didn't get to the line enough there in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think part of the reason is they just saw the shots getting blocked so well inside, mainly by Mouche, that it was a lot tougher to go in there and try to take a shot because he was getting a lot of clean blocks and not fouling anybody.
Mouche gets credit for 3 blocks tonight. Brunson with 4. Again, this is a Fort Hays State team that's the top team in the MIAA in blocked shots. And even when they weren't getting the blocks, they were also intimidating a little bit inside.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you got a shot blocker like that, just to think about going inside is a lot tougher because you know the potential of what might happen.
Cats with a couple players in double figures. D'Angelo Haley with 23 and Grant Cozad with 16 tonight. And for Fort Hays State, they had 3 players in double figures, led by Dwayne Brunson with 23 points. He was just everything for the Tigers. 8 rebounds. He had 4 blocks and 6 steals. So he couldn't ask for a much better game.
No, absolutely. You know, we talked about it when Northwest was making a move and got a little bit of a lead early in the second half. Brunson wasn't doing much of anything. But from about the 8-minute mark on, Brunson started to pick it up like he did in the first half, and that's really what made the difference.
Things just get a little tighter in the men's standings with this ball game. Fort A State goes to 14-6 and 8-4. Northwest now 8-4 in the conference and 15-6 overall.
Yeah, and I think it's just going to be, you know, in years past, 2 or 3 losses, you probably didn't have a shot at winning the MIAA championship. But this year, you know, there's a lot of teams that are fairly equal. So 2 or 3 or 4 losses is going to be right there at the top at the end.
Now you look at the Washburn, the next opponent. They pull out a win over Missouri Western tonight in Topeka, 74-77. As Washburn now comes up with a big win over the Griffins, and that's the next opponent for the Bearcats.
Yep, absolutely. The trip back into Kansas, but not quite as far on Saturday.
Almost like a home game.
Yeah, that's right.
And the women's game over in Topeka tonight as well. It was Washburn with a win over Missouri Western, 65-48. Again, here in Hayes, Kansas, the final scores. Fort A State men defeat Northwest 59-58. Third straight one-point game for the Bearcats, only this time Northwest coming up 1 point shy as the Northwest men come up on the short side of the score tonight. And in the women's game, Fort A State 65, Northwest 53. Thanks for everyone involved with the broadcast. Matt Gorder here in Hayes, Kansas, and also Ben Ollie, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Hayes.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.